My guest that we kind of touted was coming on. Sherry, thank you for being with us today. Sherry, his last name is Cher, right?
Yes.
And I knew that. Correct. And just come a little closer to that because I've got you all angled there.
That.
That's perfect. Sherry, when I heard about this from my daughter, it spurred my interest. I'm just to let you know a little bit. I'm to the right of Rush Limbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
But,
that's right.
But I have been in the law enforcement so long that it breaks my heart.
Mm-hmm.
So I would going to support you in any way I can. Sherry is starting a program. Is starting or continuing?
No, continuing. I started the program about 16 years ago.
Oh, I wasn't even born. So that's,
you were old. Just that baby.
Mm-hmm. And the program is, it has a name, and then it will tell us what it does.
Sure. The name of what we do is Children of Incarcerated Parents Partnership. And I started it. I was a supervisor for Frederick County Public Schools. But clearly, this was a group of kids who didn't have a voice.
Amen.
So we do many, many things. One, for the children. We have children's activities. We have a lending, giving library at the jail.
Yes.
So kids can take books on their way home, look at books while they're waiting to go in to visit their loved one. We know if kids have nothing to do, they get in trouble. So we give out books. We have sharing fairs at the jail 4 to 6 times a year where we give out backpacks and hygiene supplies and clean brand new underwear and brand new shoes, books, face painting for kids to turn an emotional time into a good time and lots more. We've given out basketball lessons, soccer lessons. And then the kids have the caregivers who take care of them while mommy or daddy or both are in jail. And for them, we have scholarships at FCC, emergency gift cards. I do workshops all through Frederick. I'm about to do a series at Head Start on helping children deal with loss because this is loss for them. And lots more. And then for the parent who's in jail or just got out, I'll be going from here to teach Parenting from Afar, a curriculum we wrote. My friend Kathy Anderson and I do that under our group. Every Friday, we meet with people who just got out of jail or in drug rehab, and we do a program that helps with reconnecting. And I'm about to start working in the jail once a month to help people who are leaving to talk about the issues involving reconnection. And we also have scholarships for those folks who might go back to FCC part-time. There's so much we do, I would take far too much time. But think of it as anything that will help that child.
Well, first of all, Frank and I know Frank's background, and I think this is one time, Frank, we couldn't be more supportive in this.
I see nothing but positive in it
myself.
Children of Incarcerated Parents Partnership is a nonprofit, right?
Absolutely.
It's sectarian. It's not denominational.
It's non-sectarian. Right? And can I say we're all volunteers.
Wow.
So nobody gets any money. We do have a grant from the governor's office, and we get, those of us working on curriculum get a tiny bit.
Mm-hmm.
Any donation we get goes directly to the kids. We don't have secretarial staff. We don't have any support staff. So whatever money we have is for what I'm talking about. So if I do a workshop for parents, they're going to leave there with, after they attend all 2 or 3 sessions, they leave with a library of books for their children on the topic because the kids deserve books.
I first came involved with this, Frank, when I was I have to visit the jail for my clients, and it broke my heart because I saw little kids down there playing on the floor. And this was before, Sherry, that you had the books there and with nothing to do.
Absolutely.
And you got the moms there holding the babies, and, and you talk about breaks your heart. Now, I'm not real compassionate for the parents who mess up in life because they need to. That's why they're in jail. They're paying for their crime. That's not the point. But the victims here are these kids. And if you saw there, it would break your heart. And you, of course, you're like a fire plug. I know that.
Yeah.
Not firebug. But, I mean, you came out of the school system, retired?
Yep.
How many years here in Frederick County?
Almost 30 at that point.
Wow.
And now it's 5 years later. But this is my 50th year in education.
Wow. And you started when you were 4. That's
absolutely
beautiful.
Absolutely. Unbelievable how that happened.
Can I schmooze? Let me tell you. what would you like the public to know? Because
sure.
I want to do something.
Okay. There's several things I like the public to know. Number one, if your parent's in jail, doesn't mean you're going to go to jail.
Right.
And a lot of kids think that. A lot of people in the community think that. But if you have support mm-hmm. and if you have people who love you, and that includes your parent in jail, there's a good chance you're going to be successful. So that's number one. The second is we probably sitting in this room have very different views about the criminal justice sure. system. Doesn't matter. The kids did nothing.
Right.
And if your parent goes into the army, everyone says, you're a hero.
Exactly.
Your parent's fighting. Isn't that great? But if your parent did a crime, that's to be ashamed of. And children shouldn't feel that shame. They shouldn't be teased. Right. So I would say that's the other piece, to know that we have to reach out to those kids to give them that little bit of extra support and keep expectations high for them, because we don't want to lower them.
Right.
And the third, I'll say, and feel free to disagree, given the epidemic of drugs, mm-hmm. I think we're finding some people wind up in jail from families that surprise people. Some people caught up. So we know that the average age, for instance, if a woman is in jail, the average age of her child was 8 years of age.
Okay.
Now it's lower, because a lot of young people are getting involved with drugs,
sure.
selling, being picked up. It mm-hmm. is not at all odd for me. I'm going from here to teach parenting at the jail. It is not at all odd to have a pregnant woman
sure.
in my group, because it's hitting the younger people. So we've got babies being born.
Yeah.
And we've got to swoop them up and give them support.
Well, one of the things you said before we take a very short break, one of the things you said is these children start out with a strike against them that they didn't deserve. They weren't even up to bat. And
that's right.
And I can see so many good things coming from this, because if this program were not there, these children will be chastised. These children mm-hmm. will be bullied. And these children will think, I'm not worth it. And that's what we can never let a child think. I'm sorry. Talking to Sherry Scher, who is a executive director of a program that's been going on in Frederick for 16 years. I did not realize that long. And it took you 16 years to find us, because I want to be a supporter of yours, as I said, and Frank and I would do anything we can if you have some public service announcements. Right, Frank? I mean,
thank you.
We're both in agreement here. Tell me about that, because there'll be people critical. My gosh, if you gave away free food, somebody mm-hmm. complained about the menu. Here's the question. How young do the children have to be, or are they young, and how long can they stay in the system?
Sure. We're interested in serving any children birth through 18.
Okay.
Because, and I'll be very honest, now and again, I meet someone older. I have people who want to volunteer. I'm thinking of one young woman who met me downtown at a coffee shop, said, I want to volunteer. After we talked for about 10 minutes, she started to cry and said, mm-hmm. I didn't intend to tell you. My mother's been locked up for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no intention of saying it. By the way, she was at a college in West Virginia, running track, mm-hmm. described her boyfriend, sounded like a great guy, high aspirations, but she hadn't told anybody. Another woman from Towson came to volunteer. Same story came out. These young women were in their early 20s, and I didn't say, well, I can't talk to you, because we're interested in helping anybody in this situation.
Well, I think it's like you said, it's one time, the children didn't deserve this. Mm-hmm. I mean, it happened to them. The happenstance was not caused by their situation. And before, I remember growing up in the system, and if someone's, we knew that Billy Joe's uncle or father was in jail,
mm-hmm.
that kid had a hard road.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, Billy Joe didn't end up well.
Yeah.
And I just think that's, you know, especially with the amount of drugs are being used and the fact that we're trying to get people incarcerated so we can get them into programs like the new detox center mm-hmm. coming, it's more prevalent than we think. How many
yeah.
children would you say have gone through this program?
Each year we serve on average 600 or 700 kids.
Oh my God.
And we serve them in a variety of ways. I consider them served when they're mommies go mm-hmm. through my program.
Right.
We had 177 women at least attend parenting class in 2017 at the detention center. At our, it's probably more now that I think of numbers, at our sharing fair, generally during men's visitation, because there are more men, though we do it twice a year during right. female visitation, we know we're going to give away about 80 blankets and mm-hmm. backpacks. So we're serving 80 kids, and that's multiplied by 4 or 5 or 6 sharing fairs.
Wow.
And then we have the people now in something we call Coffee with Coip. We wanted to do it monthly. They demanded weekly. And we have anywhere from 7 to 15 parents mm-hmm. or people who have kids in their lives come. So if you add all of that up, we're serving a lot of kids in very different ways. And that doesn't count the parents who call me and I'll say, let's just go for coffee
yeah.
and talk about the issues.
And I know, Frank, you have a question there.
Well,
good.
The program is known as COIP and COIPP, Children of Incarcerated Parents Partnership.
Correct.
Sherry, I want to ask you about you.
Oh.
As Tim mentioned, you've been in the school system in Frederick County for many years.
Yes.
You're the founder and president of the organization. And been involved with as a professor at Hood College Head Start. What's first got you wanting to get involved in a program like this or starting up a program like this?
Well,
what's your story?
Okay. I do have a story, as all of us do, I'm sure.
Yes.
I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, in a very loving family. Both my parents went to college. I was very blessed. And then my dad made a bad choice. And I was very, very, very close to my dad, and we all adored him. His bad choice gave him some time, and
wow.
I became one of the kids.
Wow.
I didn't tell anybody till I was about 55
wow.
because it was the family secret. And at that point, I was doing a speaking engagement about COIP,
wow.
and it struck me that if I didn't come clean— I was no more than, for want of a better word, a missionary to people who may think, what does she know?
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't look like us. She's not us.
I think you legitimized the entire program.
Well, it was a big decision.
Sure.
And even when I say it, it's a little difficult.
I can understand.
But with that said, it does legitimize me when I go work with the women tonight. Mm-hmm. I hope and I know they feel I am mm-hmm. someone with this personal
empathy
experience.
That you have because you've been through it.
Yes. So when
were
I
you older in life when this happened to your dad?
Yes, I was a teenager.
Okay.
I was it all transpired around age 15 to 20,
mm-hmm.
give or take.
And there's no, I don't know this. I'm going to ask you. Is there any what age is the worst if say a 5-year-old's
yeah.
parents are in jail or if a 15-year-old's parents in jail?
That is such a good question, and no one's asked me that. Thank you. What we know from something called adverse childhood experiences, or ACEs,
mm-hmm.
age 4 is a very tough one because the brain is forming. And while a child may be watching this all and not acting out, it may come back to haunt that child at age 14.
Mm-hmm.
That's if they're that. If incarceration isn't the only issue, but there are 10 identified issues, and if that child has 4 or more, it can really have future consequences. We also know, while this is not an age, children whose parents go in and out and in and out of the system seem to reconcile it better than children who have one devastating experience.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes sense when we think about it,
sure.
but we never think in terms of, wow, that kid whose mommy did, I don't know,
whatever.
Robbed a bank.
Mm-hmm.
She never did anything before. Maybe struggling more. They both struggle, but they struggle in different ways. The last thing is that each age of child development has its own pain. So the child who's 2 might start calling the caregiver mommy. And the child who's 5 may be worried about the parent's safety. And the child who's 15, whose parents been in and out and in and out, may just get angry and disappointed. And that can continue on and on and on.
Is there, the last question we have before we get to a break, we have to let you go, but here's the question. Is there any professional psychological or psychiatry help or therapy help? Because, you know, before someone goes to jail, in the household, there's going to be trauma. I mean, there's going to be, because whatever it's drugs or whether it's theft or whatever, domestic abuse is a horrible one.
Yeah.
Is there anyone, are you able to refer these children to someone, or how's that work?
A lot of social workers call me. What I often tell families that come for help, they should start at the school's guidance counselor.
Right.
I know that tomorrow I'm going to be at the homeless coordinators meeting, homeless liaison meeting, sharing what we can do so that people can contact us. Just heard from a high school guidance counselor who wants to meet with me to get some books for a struggling 16-year-old. And that's where the best help can start.
Beautiful.
And let me just say, Mental Health Association as well. We have a partnership. They are great.
The Children of Incarcerated Parents Partnership is a local organization that is a part of the United Way of Frederick County.
Yes.
And the Unity Campaign and all of that.
Yep.
So people can contribute money to this nonprofit directly or through United Way?
Till September 30th, United Way will take checks, and we appreciate every bit of help we can get.
Easiest way to contact you, Sherry, is on your website? Or
yes, if people will go to our Facebook, Children of Incarcerated Parents Partnership, if they message me, I'm the one who's going to answer the messages. It's easy, and we also have a website, and they can go there as well.
Thank you, Sherry. Sherry Sherrill, taking time out of her life to share with what she does for others, just like you could do something for